Hey.
Wow, wow.
Come on.
Wes.
There it is. I need a slap.
Are
dude.
We on?
Imagine you're slapping a thick rump, dude.
What the fuck?
How would you slap if it was a thick rump?
Yeah, let me see if it was a fat ass and you were behind it.
Let me see.
Wow, wow.
Oh,
oh whoa.
So you're going to line your hand up on it and make sure you don't.
You're going to get there so you don't actually get inside a cheek extra.
True.
That's a very sensitive area to smack a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Inside
sometimes
the
they go, what the fuck are you doing?
You mean they're like in their butthole?
You accidentally connect with the crack a little.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's
because I'm fucking. I don't even know. I don't hold at all.
I just
when I'm dogging, I go.
Dude. I just karate chop them right on the butthole. Just fucking. Dude, if you gave a girl a karate chop on the butthole, not as hard as you could, obviously, because you'd split her in half.
Yes.
But if you did like a, quick fucking to the butthole, they'd probably do something.
I mean, yeah, if you can split a,
they'd probably
you can
do
split brick. I could split a brick. Yeah, I've no doubt I could split.
Girl's butthole would be nothing.
Girl's butthole would just.
Yeah, dude, give me three.
You'd stack three of them on top of each other,
and they'd all just come at the. Oh. It's probably what all girls really want is to be cut in half from the butthole. Ma'am.
I hit my girl with a funny one this morning.
What'd you get her?
You would have liked it. She came in the room. She was looking for her laptop, and it was in the bed. And I was like, "What do you want?" And she goes, "My laptop." I go, "When do you want it?" She goes, "Now." And I go, "What do you want?" She goes, "My laptop." I go, "When do you want it?" She goes, "Now." It's a fun little trick. You can get
a very good.
You see somebody looking for something, hit them with, "What do you want?
When do you want it?"
And then they go, "Now." And then you start a chant. You go, "What do you want?" It's a fun trap.
That is fun to get them caught up. They get peeved.
No, she liked it.
Did she like that?
She had a fun. She had a fun laugh. And I said, "Ma'am."
Pleasure doing business with you.
I said, pleasure eating your pussy.
Sorry, I almost chopped you in half.
I might have sex with just the boots and the hat today.
Why wouldn't you?
Because it would.
You could.
I look like Foghorn Leghorn.
Donghorn Leghorn.
Yeah,
dude.
Big donghorn.
Come on, dude.
You know I got a fucking fat dongy.
I can't.
I said fat dongy.
I can't wait till when my career takes off enough for me to get a full fucking penoplasty. When I get my dick implant,
I
can't
thinking?
Wait. Oh, my God. I'm going.
You going six gun?
Yeah.
Getting a big, long
barrel.
Shooter?
I'm going to get a barrel. I'm
yeah,
going to wide.
Yeah, extendo.
First, I'm going to widen up. I'm going to widen up
get the
first.
Extendo. I might get the barrel.
Length. I'm going to widen.
I might get a sack extension. Get a barrel. Get a Tommy gun for a dick, dude. It's a big dongy.
I'm going to get blue. I'm going to get blue contacts and get my dick widened. I'm going to get blue contacts, LASIK to get. Bad. I want to try to get 20/10 LASIK. My vision's fine, but I want to get pilot's vision and then a wider penis.
That's all you gotta do.
And then see what's up. I'll take it from there. I'll take it from there.
Damn it. It's upstairs.
Yeah, I might do 20/10 pilot's vision and then just talk my wife into doing like a group Tinder profile.
Yeah, get cat eyes. Get cat eyes and then go full fucking swinger with your wife.
If I got a fake 9 and cat eyes, dude.
Yes.
Oh my God. That'd be crazy.
What is there? What is there left
it's
in
life? It's the top of the mountain.
9-inch fake dick and cat eyes.
9 lives too.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then you gotta get, yeah, extension braids so you can get cornrows.
For sure.
Long cornrows, cat eyes.
Dude.
Yeah.
What has become Riff Raff?
It's over.
What has become
yeah,
Riff Raff?
You're essentially Riff Raff at this point. Shark teeth.
Yeah, dude.
Oh man. So.
What's up?
Did I talk to you about JP?
No.
That was after. Oh, I went and saw Jordan Peterson.
Awesome.
Got to meet him after. Went to the green room to meet the esteemed Dr. Peterson. By the way, that shit ruled.
Yeah.
It was like really good. At first, I went with Francis Ellis.
Nice.
So me and him are just sitting there. Francis, for a Harvard man, didn't really follow along too well.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's more abstract shit. Francis is a book man.
High in openness.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I had to
you're
pretend.
High in openness.
Francis was like, "Do you understand this?" I was like, "Yeah, shut up. I'm
yeah,
listening."
Dude.
No, I didn't understand. At one point, he's like, "That's a Freudian nightmare, isn't it?" And I was like, "Who the fuck is Freud?" We had a good laugh.
That's fun.
Yeah, but at one point, this is what made me laugh. And I mean this story with all due respect
sure.
to Dr. Peterson and Michaela. This is complete respect.
Absolutely. All
right, so.
I mean, dude. Exactly.
Yes. Tip of the hat.
Respectful as hell.
To the Canadians. Our neighbors up north.
Stay strong. Stay strong.
Justin from Canada. And so we get done. One of the things he's talking about is how when you look at something, you're always valuing something. So like your eyes, you value things naturally. Mm-hmm. So whatever you're looking at, you're valuing that. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. All right. So whatever you're looking at, that's the most, not the most important thing to you, but your eyes, you've decided you've got a value system.
Sure.
Something moves quickly, you naturally look at it because it could be a threat, something like that. So you're assigning value at all times, basically, was what I gathered. Anyway, we get done. I'm talking to Michaela and Jordan. And while he's talking to me, I was just looking at Michaela's tits. And it was making me laugh so much that I was like, while talking to him, I was like, I've assigned value.
This is better.
And this is nothing but respect.
Of course.
I wasn't like oogling. I just happened to look over and see them.
You thought it was a threat. They caught your field of view. Like, is that a fucking buffalo? No, they're just
That was
titties.
Not a threat.
They're just them titties.
It was just them titties.
Them titties.
Them Canadian. That Canadian shot down.
You caught them in your line of vision.
I saw someone at Ottawa.
He said, is that a woolly mammoth? No, that's some motherfucking titties.
That's some milkies. It's Canadian milks.
That's some big natties.
And then I went back to respecting the doctor.
That was big natties.
I saw some naturals.
You assigned value to them. He's like, I value
them. But in my head, I was like, should I tell them how funny that is? Like, I was almost going to tell him.
He would have fucking rolled his sleeves up.
He may have fought me.
Well, he might have actually been like, well, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
It's clever. But he would have went...
But that's extremely disrespectful, what you've done.
Yeah, or he might carry a knife.
Yeah, he could have killed me on the spot.
He might have.
If I was dispatched by JP, that'd be pretty tight. Sent to the next realm.
Gains all your powers. He just Highlandered you. He probably has it. He probably keeps a blade on him. I would imagine he keeps that thing.
Something. Bow staff up his sleeve that he can.
He might have staffed you. That was a wise move to keep that under your fucking.
Man. Yeah.
That's a joke. I think he would have been like.
I think that's a joke that even if they heard it now, they wouldn't really like that much. But I thought it was a funny goof.
That is a funny goof, and he might have giggled. But I don't know. I feel like
because he's a funny guy. He had some funny quips.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah,
he's a fucking. You know, he's like a musician, right?
I don't like that.
Did you see the song? I don't know. Again, I look at things on YouTube, and I'm half paying attention.
JP has a song.
I think he just cut a track.
No,
it sounds like a Pink Floyd tune. It's sick, dude. I didn't think it was him. I thought he put out a weird music video. And he's
putting out music. That's my fears could be coming true that he is a glory hound.
Oh, I mean, he's a total glory hound. 440 or 432? What do you mean? The frequency in which his music. It's probably 440 if I had to guess. Although Pink Floyd apparently recorded in 432, and it does sound very Floyd-esque. So Good Doc might have been 432.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, he's for sure. I mean, we're all glory hounds at some level, and he is for sure. But he doesn't, he uses his glory houndness for, I would say.
It was fucking crazy just watching him. His hand.
Oh, he's like, crazy, dude. He's in the ether, dude. He's fully in the ether, and he's like.
He's just walking around.
But it makes sense when he goes.
And then he pauses. He like freestyle raps for like a second.
Yeah, he's Doctor Strange, dude.
He's Doctor Strange for sure. But the first like I was sitting there, the first like 20 minutes, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I fucked up.
Yeah.
Because the first 20 was tough.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what the fuck he was saying.
It's a weird thing to strap into too. I saw him in Upper Darby.
I was there.
Yeah.
Was the same show.
Duh. Yeah, me and Spud went.
Yeah.
Separately.
Me and the Sponge went. The Sponge absorbed very little. He doesn't like JP. Because the Sponge is just a CNN lib.
Well, he did have when they brought out that Midas touch shit. Peterson got hit with that. He got hit with like a mechanized media machine that's beholden to the Democratic.
Like that's what Francis was saying when we were walking in. He was like, "Isn't this guy like an alt-right guy?"
No.
And I was like, "I don't think."
No, dude.
I was like, "I'm not. I don't think I can think of one thing."
Dude, he recorded all of his lectures, and they were sick, and it was just like. Jungian archetypals, nothing in there that was kind of political.
I love Jungian archetypals.
Dude, it was nasty as fuck. Just watching Pinocchio, I'm like, this is what this means. And you're like, oh, dude, oh my God, this is so fucking sick. It's awesome. And then he just at one point just spazzed about that. But once he spazzed at the bill, they're like, he's all right.
Yeah.
But he was basically, he said what everyone was thinking.
About was, Pinocchio.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of called it, dude. Remember like three years ago when he was like, this is how totalitarian systems emerge? Everyone's like, shut up.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, I hope the government doesn't freeze my assets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been watching the fucking Canadian I think Parliament. I guess they have a Parliament or something.
Yeah, and they've been yapping, talking shit.
Dude, they're fucking...
They're like the British. They have a British Parliament.
Dude, it's, did you, have you been watching those things? When
there's clips of them talking shit.
Oh my God, the conservatives are so funny.
Yeah.
They did, like, when they did, they had a whole Jewish off. Because Trudeau came and was like, I'm not saying... Cause basically, they were like, dude, you didn't even go talk to the truckers. Trudeau was basically like, they're Nazis.
Yeah.
In more or less, he was like, they're associated, they're supporting Nazis, blah, blah, blah. I don't know that anything. And then like a lady with a... You would think she'd be a lib. She had a wild hairdo. And I was like, oh, I guess because their colors are reversed.
I saw her. Was she the one demanding an apology?
Huh? Yeah, she was Jewish. She's like, as a Jewish woman, I find very blah, 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 blah. And the guy, dude, people started busting out like, my great-grandfather was, and like the liberals were like, well, my grandfather was Jewish. And the one guy fired back with like, I'm half Jewish. And like, I didn't, they actually escaped before the Holocaust, but it was, you know,
they still didn't like it.
It was a lot, you know, and
they were pissed.
We demanded, and Trudeau better apologize. Dude, it was a Jewish off. They had a total Jewish off, which side was more Jewish and who was right. It was so fucking funny.
Yeah, it's, it was great. Yeah, they have British where they all just yell at each other, and then one side's like, oh, dude, we got them on that one.
The conservatives and the conservatives just talk over it. When the libs talk, the conservatives just like, boo, like, start like, shut up. But, dude, they hit Trudeau with, like, who's, like, this guy's done blackface more than he can remember. He's going to say something's racist, dude. And the whole place is just like,
oh. Crushed him.
Crushed him, dude. He left. He walked out.
Yeah.
Trudeau walked out.
What a sis, dude.
Trudeau?
Coward.
Coward.
Retard.
Complete retard. Coward. Trudeau's getting...
He stinks, dude.
Yeah, he stinks.
He stinks.
He does stink. Did you hear that quote of his about, like, it was old. I was watching Bill Maher. Not a big deal. Turns out I'm getting psyoped. He's tip of the liberal spear.
What do you mean?
I just was around some geniuses this weekend.
So what are they saying?
Mullen and Sam Hyde. And I was told that I was a retard. How's he? Turns out I'm a retard.
How's he the tip of the liberal spear?
He's like one of the major talking heads they go through. Like how he's starting to be like, yeah, the vaccines are bad.
Yeah, they're going to flip flop.
Yeah.
That's going to naturally going that way.
Yeah.
And they're going to come out and be like, they're going to say, well, the vaccine did its job and that's why we're at this place today. And then come out and say like, and then we're going to be the good guys to get to repeal everything. That's the big fight right now. Philly's still holding out, dude.
Hold on. Trudeau had a quote about the anti-vaxxers. And he was like, he was like, many of them are racist, misogynist. Yes. And he's like, and as a leader of a country, you have to decide, do we even tolerate them? It's like, yo, chill, bro.
Oh, he's...
What do you mean tolerate them?
Yeah, dude.
Are we going to kill them?
Dude, it's... Yeah, that's what...
Freeze their assets and put them in camps?
He's...
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
What
you,
the hell?
You think Trudeau wouldn't lock me? He would fucking throw me under the well, dude. If you got his hands on me? Dude, I'm like a Bond villain in the Canadian Parliament.
What do you think Trudeau would do to you?
He would fucking lock me. He would probably disappear my whole family.
He'd probably sneak in your house with blackface at night.
He'd sneak it
for
sure.
And he'd be like, this isn't, you know. You'd shine a flashlight on him. He'd be like, no, this isn't what you think it is. He'd be like, God damn it, Justin from Canada. Knock it off.
Do you think he was special ops? That's why?
Probably.
He was in deep camo.
He kept going to parties still from work.
He might have been a spy.
Yeah, he was Castro's son. It was special agent. I wish I knew anything about Canadian bullshit. Other than just going, Trudeau's gay.
You just got to watch him. Oh, my grandfather fought in World War II, and it's a shame that you'd bring that up. You should apologize. And
I've
like,
seen
that.
I've seen those clips.
You should apologize.
I still don't understand what's happening.
Justin Trudeau basically called them all woman-hating Nazis.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, my grandfather fought in World War II. Apologize.
No, I've seen the clips. I'm saying I don't understand what's happening.
That's what's happening.
There's more to it.
The Canadians get together and they tell each other sad stories.
Yeah, true.
Oh, 1942, my grandfather fell on the shores and you should really apologize. Well, Mike, I have a sad family story too, eh? You should listen to mine. It's just sad stories. That's Parliament.
That was your theory on Canadians.
They do.
That was your theory on Canadians forever,
they get,
right?
They get drunk and they corner you and they're like, I'm having a really tough time. I'm having a tough go at it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I'm sorry.
It's so cold all the time. It's like, yeah, it is.
We lost our great grandmother a couple of months ago and I've gained 10 pounds. I don't
natives,
know what to do.
The natives keep fucking taking our skidoos or whatever. Our snowmobiles.
And now we're not allowed to throw stuff at them anymore. And I'm just confused. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know what to do. Our leader is in blackface, and otherwise he's a good fellow, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very confusing. Yeah, they're sad and confused at all times.
But they love SARS.
Dude, they have the sorrows.
Yeah, they have a guilt. They have guilt constantly. True. It's that Canadian guilt.
Big I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm very sorry about everything.
It's bloody.
What it's happened a
bloody
to
bloody rule?
What happened to my great grandmother? It's a tragedy.
It's the bloodiest rule.
That's what he kept saying.
Really?
JP kept calling things bloody and being like, "It's the bloodiest."
It's a curse.
It's like, dude, no, I know it is. It's just a funny curse to hear.
It's like, nobody I'm aware. Cares. It's nobody. No, but it's just so funny because it's like,
yeah, it's a curse word, and everybody in America is like,
yeah.
Why is he talking British? What the fuck is this? Dude, the crowd is just there to be like, say something about cancel culture.
For sure.
Yeah. But at the end, he gave a very stirring speech.
Really?
Yeah, he got emotional.
He's nice, dude.
Yeah.
I like
good.
It. He's got a, he said before he has a feminine temperament or feminine archetypal temperament or something.
Yeah.
His personality type.
It's a sick way to psychologize being like, I'm kind of fucking gay. Yeah, I'm pretty gay.
I have a feminine archetype.
If you're high in openness, you're running a danger.
Of being gay?
Of feminine having... if you're more interested in people, they say, you more lean towards...
Yeah, it's chick shit.
I have a feminine archetype as well. Yeah. It's fair enough. I mean, it's just, you know, it's difficult.
It's really hard for me.
My friends would play with cars, and I'd be like, well, what's going on with you, bud? How's your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I had a guy corner me one time, and it wasn't even his problems. He was like... My buddy's wife's a bitch. She's so mean to him, and I can't take it. It's tough to watch, and I'm like, you got to get out of this. And he's like, I can't.
You got to just distract him with hockey.
True.
Toss it on. Toss the puck on. They're like, oh, who's playing? That's it. That's all they do.
That's so fucking funny.
I wonder if any of the truckers are listening to this now.
The truckers?
I wonder if anybody sitting in that convoy is listening right now.
The truckers are the only ones who don't do it.
They're the only ones
they keep
Canada.
Their stuff to themselves.
They're trying
and just
so
hit the
hard.
Road. They just hit the road and they're like, I gotta get
Yeah, right.
Road.
They're all on the CB all day.
I'm going too fast and I'm sorry.
Oh, they're coming to take our tires off. They're fucking moving us with tow trucks. I don't want it. They're freedom fighters. They are freedom fighters. They are absolute freedom fighters, dude. I moved myself to the point of tears today, dude.
Why?
I was in my kitchen just thinking about how much I love my family and my friends and everyone in my country, and I moved myself to tears. I swear to God, I choked myself up.
Nice.
I was like, I hit the Peloton this morning. And I was like, I just want to keep my body in good shape so I can be around for the people I love as long as I can. And I was like, and I love this country so much. And I literally started to almost cry.
Jesus
Christ. I
was like,
I'm so sad everyone's having a tough time right now.
Where are you going? What is it? What is it? Your period or something?
I hit the Peloton hard, dude.
The Peloton releases estrogen.
Dude, I had a killer 90s playlist. Oh, it's fucking Goo Goo Dolls. Iris was playing too.
That'll get you.
That got me. Goo Goo Dolls got me. I was getting
Wait,
my
which
ready.
One's Iris? Is that hold on.
And I can't lift it.
Yes, dude.
When
I was in third or fourth grade, I looked at my yearbook at a girl I liked and played Iris in my room. And I remember it. I remember it like it was yesterday. Just like Karina or whatever.
That'll
was.
Get you, yeah. man. Iris got me.
Iris is good.
It was playing. I had a killer 90s playlist going. And I was like, I was getting Maya ready for school. And I was like, I just worked out and I felt good about it. And I started being like, man, dude, I fucking love my friends so much. I love my family. I was like, I love my wife. We were working on stuff. So we're getting along a lot better.
I was going to say, you and me just had a talk. No, I'm just joking. It wasn't a bad talk.
Nah,
I know they're always listening.
It's girl. I know.
My mom, Sputnik, her mom listens. They are Sputnik, dude. We had a Ruski upstairs just now installing a shelf, dude.
You probably got little spy cams.
Turns out my girl is not Ukrainian. She is, in fact, Russian. It's been a psyop, dude.
KGB.
She pretended to be Ukrainian.
She's KGB.
Now she's like, yes, we must take all of Ukraine. It is ours. It is rightfully. I hear her. She speaks at night. When she's asleep, she's like, yes, no, we will.
True.
Fuck.
we need to extend the plains. This is an easy march.
The more Ukraine.
It's an easy march, right? It's a straight lowland right into the capital.
We need the capital of Kiev. We need the Russian. What the fuck do they need shit for?
Because it's you can just walk right into their cap. They need a long. They need to make it a long fucking walk.
You keep talking about buffer states like it's fucking World War II, bro.
I am World War II, dude. I'm reading fucking Goodbye Darkness.
Finish the book.
I'm reading Goodbye Darkness. I'm stuck in the fucking Eastern Front, dude.
No,
guys,
that's not
like
the
me,
Eastern Front. That's
guys
the...
like me, didn't, I'm saying I'm in fucking Papua New Guinea, dude.
Yeah, that's not the East. That's the Pacific Theater.
Yeah, that's way east, China-wise.
That's, well, for us, that was our Western Front.
True, but I try to use the language of like the East. Try to be respectful.
The Eastern Front is Russia. And...
True. They can't. Yeah, they flew from California. I get what you're saying. No, but at the same time, dude, it all becomes the same thing.
It is a circle. Oh, you're saying it's not there? It's not flat, dude?
The circle's complete.
You're saying there it's not flat?
Earth, dude, it's fucking a ball.
It's a ball.
Yeah, so when you're going east, eventually, guess what, dude? You're going to get west.
True. So technically, yeah, Russia and Germany was the Western Front.
I mean, what even was the Western Front, dude?
No one even knows.
So they call that? What do they call
that's
that?
That's the Eastern Front. That's the one that you're thinking, the Pacific Theater.
Pacific Theater, yeah.
Yes.
I was calling
Goodbye
it
Darkness is the Pacific.
I was just saying it was
William West. Manchester.
Yeah, dude.
Shit rules.
Dude, that was
it's the best one.
So good, man.
Everybody wants to give Sledge all the credit for the best Pacific book. Nah, William Manchester.
He's got a huge dong, too.
Yeah, he talks about
what
it. Dong,
fuck,
dude. He talks about banging. It's crazy.
Yeah, he just drops in like, I guess I was cursed with this huge penis that I got a cool nickname.
He talks about whacking off.
They called him Tripod in college, dude. And he's pissed. Dude, the level to which back then it was not cool to be gay was, dude, it was an 80-year sentence. You got caught sucking in the military. They'd lock you away for 80 years, dude. You'd be JAG court, and they'd be like, gay. And you
and
would go away
go,
for 80 years.
Jackpot. I'm headed to suck heaven.
Dude.
He wrote a nice little trilogy on Churchill.
Really?
Like fucking three books that are like that, dude. It's upstairs.
He's a master. He's a master wordsmith.
He really is. He's a great writer.
It's fantastic.
That's the difference between him and Sledge. Sledge's book was about, he wrote it as a memoir for like his family.
Yeah.
And then they published it. So it's not like it's like well written and it's not, well, I mean, it's well written, but it's all like Sledge's is very like, it's very, he doesn't like curse. It's very like, the morale was low.
Yeah.
It's not like my friend just fucking blew up and his guts were on me.
Turned to goo. Yeah.
Like Manchester's. Dude. Manchester's dark, dude, just like me.
True, it is.
That's why I'm wearing the black hat.
One sick twisted Joker to
I'm a bit of a black hat myself. Even though I just look like JR from WWE.
Whoa. Oh my God, we're doing the podcast.
Oh my God.
Not the flute, not the flute. He's got a family.
Dude, the funniest part.
Oh God, it's an ad read. My God.
The funniest part in that book is when he's talking about a girl beating him up. He's talking about a girl beating him up and how turned on he gets.
Yeah.
He's like, she was in what was called the female dominant position.
That's the one that opens with him shooting a Japanese dude that shits his pants.
And then he pisses himself.
Yeah, he like charges it. Yeah, and then he pisses.
Yeah he like throws up and pisses his pants.
Yeah. They don't talk about that. They don't have that in Saving Private Ryan.
No,
a guy
dude.
Kills a guy and shits himself and throws like, up and
pisses. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean, dude. That's why Thin Red Line's the GOAT movie.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a little, I mean, it's still, you know, it's still a movie.
Yeah.
But it's a little darker.
That's pretty
versus true. Saving Private Ryan, that's like,
come on, give the letter to my family.
Yeah.
I'm Vin Diesel.
Dude, the funniest is how they...
I'm Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that's fucking not a strong male role model, I'll tell you that. Not a strong male role model. Poor
dude,
Chet.
We gotta get Chet on the pod, dude.
Chet, dude. People are trying to tear him up, being like, okay, Tom Hanks isn't a strong male role model. It's like...
That actor?
Yeah, exactly.
Alleged. Alleged actor? Why did he take a picture of a glove on his Instagram? What the fuck?
But I'll say that's not a strong male role model, dude.
No.
Acting like a fool. What was that one movie where he played a fool?
Played the fool that ran. That's a running fool.
Dude, I want to see Vin Diesel finally get his Emmy nod. When Vin Diesel goes full retarded for the Emmy.
For Fast and Furious?
Dude, there was a while, there was like almost a trope in Hollywood. People were making fun of that. Like if you did a person with like a disability.
Tropic Thunder, dude. You never go full retard, though.
True, yeah.
Sean Penn and I Am Sam, never go full retard.
He crushed it.
He did.
He crushed it. I want to see Vin go all the way.
Vin's gone all the way, dude. Vin's already.
You think he lives his life?
Quarter life. Quarter life.
You think his life fucking a pair of sweatpants at a time?
Dude. Yeah. Vin, dude, don't sleep on the fact. Guess how many followers Vin Diesel has on Instagram?
22 million.
78 million followers. He's the most famous. Every foreigner loves Fast and Furious.
This is true. This is true.
He's the most famous dude.
That's true. I mean, before your whole culture sinks into kind of like hip irony, all you have is like, that guy's so strong and fast. No, I'm strong and fast.
Guess how many followers Tom Hanks has?
32 million.
9.3, dude. Vin Diesel.
That's not a strong male role model. That's not a strong male role
Vin
model.
Vin Diesel probably has the most followers on Instagram.
Dude, that fucking rules.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Everybody loves Fast and Furious.
What is this? Is his thing just him being like, I'm so grateful today, like flexing his biceps?
Can you imagine being in China and seeing Fast and Furious?
Oh, it must be crazy. It must be fucking crazy. Dude, it must. The movie reviews are probably so fucking funny.
Yeah, so fast.
It's very exciting. It's a very exciting movie. Very fast.
They're even faster.
Well, it's also the movie reviews are probably purely written by like the production company. So I hear publish this and they're like, oh, very good business.
I wonder who's got Vin Diesel beat.
Who has the most? Look up who has the most. It's probably someone you would even
probably
think
some
of.
Babe, dude.
Yeah, it's definitely a hot chick. Second, first is
I
hot
bet,
chick.
What's her name? Kanye, Kim.
I think Kim
has
got
to be a lot.
Look up who the female who has the most. It's definitely a hot chick. It might be one you've never even heard of, dude. No, probably not. It's probably, probably is Kim.
I just DM'd Kim Kardashian. Holy shit, Kim Kardashian 287.
287. Vin Diesel's killing her.
No, he only had 70.
Oh, he has 287
287
million?
Dude.
What?
She's got basically the population of the
she
United States.
She commands a country of sluts, dude. Yeah.
I see why.
That's a lot of fucking good God. I'd fight for her.
Good googly movie.
I'd fight for her. I'd fight for her.
Would you kiss it? Dude. I'd go. What I would do is I'd go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
I'd go, ma'am, put some clothes on. You look like a fucking idiot.
That must be. I'd be blushing though.
If you saw her,
just having or like if you're having sex with like a mega model,
you'd
I'd be blushing. Like,
where do I do go?
I would enter and go.
It feels so good. Fucking good.
You've probably been with a lot of guys who are bigger than me. You've probably been with guys who are way bigger than me. You have 287 million followers. Oh, fuck. I'm going. Oh, my God. You have so many followers.
Let me see. I think Ariana Grande might be number one, which that leads me. I don't like that.
That's going to chap KK's ass, dude. What'd she have? 287?
Pete's just got both of them. She's at 295. Ariana Grande's at 295.
Who has the most? There has to be.
I think it's Ariana Grande.
290. Do you think she has the most? There has to be someone who has more than her.
The Rock. The Rock's sitting at a lot.
Who has the most?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Nice.
Soccer player.
Yeah.
What's he got? Like 300? It's like 700 million?
He's got 400 mil. And Kylie Jenner has 300. Lionel Messi has 306.
So the dude, who's the most? The dude, Cristiano Ronaldo, has the most?
Yeah, Ronaldo has
the Rock sitting at 299.
Loser. Boo. Probably
no
lost
more
like
cheat meals, dude.